A series of firsts. The main image is an advertisement for the Boston Sugar Refinery from the 1852 Boston City Directory. In the center, the ad features a sketch of the 7-story sugar refinery. A horse-drawn cart in the foreground provides a perspective of the building's large size. On the left side of the ad, it reads, "Building erected in 1834. Enlarged and improved, 1850. Below the drawing, it says, "This extensive establishment, incorporated in 1834, is located at East Boston on Lewis Street between Webster and Sumner Streets. The company is in a prosperous condition. During the past year, they have greatly improved their refinery by making considerable additions to it, thus affording increased facilities for the enlargement of their business, which is annually increasing." Below that, the words "Thomas Lamb, Treasurer and Agent, Office, 134 State Street." Boston Sugar Refinery, once located along Lewis Street, was the first industry established in East Boston. By the 1850s, it employed 200 people, processing 25 million pounds of imported raw sugar a year. This refinery is credited with developing granulated sugar in 1853 to replace sugar cones and loaves. Workers raked moist, refined sugar on a steam table until it was thoroughly dried. Then they used sieves to separate the crystals by grade. 18 years later, Charles Hersey of South Boston improved on the labor-intensive process. He patented a granulating machine that was soon a part of every sugar refinery. Granulated sugar made precise measurements possible and contributed to Boston's success as a leading candy maker. In 1887, Boston Sugar Refinery was among the first to be absorbed by what became known as the Sugar Trust, a monopoly that grew to control 98% of sugar refining in the U.S. The Sugar Trust first combined East Boston's sugar refinery with another refinery in the city and then closed it. By 1901, Boston Sugar Refinery's buildings were used as warehouses. There are 4 small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is of sugar nips. They look a bit like pliers, except the working ends are curved. Before Boston Sugar Refinery developed a way to make granulated sugar, people used sugar nips with sharp blades to cut sugar pieces off a sugar loaf or cone. Next is a small section from O.H. Bailey's 1879 bird's eye view of East Boston. It shows the Boston Sugar Refinery buildings as they appeared at that time, stretching all the way from the corner of Sumner and Lewis Streets to the busy waterfront. 4 multi-mast ships are tied up along the wharves. 2 3-masted vessels with their sails up are approaching the shoreline. The East Boston Ferry is in its slip at the base of Lewis Street. The next image is a very different kind of map, a Bromley insurance map. These maps show every structure in the city. Different colors depict different building materials. The Bromley map captures a period of transition. By 1892, the Boston Sugar Refinery had been absorbed by the American Sugar Refining Company, also known as the Sugar Trust. Their name appears on the buildings, with the Boston Refinery as lessee. The refinery is surrounded by freight houses and warehouses. The last image on the right is a detailed drawing showing 5 men of color harvesting sugar cane. 3 men are cutting the cane with machetes. 1 is carrying a large bundle of cane stalks toward an ox-drawn cart. The 5th man is loading sugar cane stalks on the cart. Most of the raw sugar processed at all Boston refineries came from Cuban plantations, such as the one depicted on this 19th-century illustration. The plantations were manned by enslaved and indentured workers. Cuba finally abolished slavery in 1886.